This is Dale Connolly reporting a news program that's reality-free. The recent rash of viruses that invade a computer and use a person's email address book to spread themselves around has led to some tricky etiquette questions. With me is the e-etiquette expert, Dean Brusk. Hello, Dean.
Yes. Let's get on with it.
Oh, okay. In the culture of email and the internet, it seems the rules have changed about what's polite and what isn't.
Well, everybody knows that. It's not even an issue. Next.
Okay. Well, how do you apologize to someone if they get an email from you with a virus attached to it?
Why would you do something stupid like that? Send a virus. That's pretty thoughtless.
Well, I mean, you don't intend it to happen, but let's say the virus got into the computer and sent itself to everyone you know.
I would never be dumb enough to open up an attachment if I didn't know what was in it.
Well, okay, well, let's say it happened, and then people get upset.
If it were me getting this virus, I'd hate your guts. All my files are on that computer. My records, my livelihood, my life.
Well, it's imaginary at this point.
Well, that's no excuse.
Well, what should a person say in a case like this?
I have no idea.
Well, you're the expert on e-etiquette.
If you don't know
what to say, who
That's
would...
why we have a greeting card industry.
Oh.
They make billions. Go to the store and buy something. Sign your name and send it.
So you'd use the postal service then?
Nobody's going to want email from you. You're an idiot.
Well, still, I don't think the greeting card industry has addressed this yet.
No, their old economy. Oh. But it won't be long before somebody comes up with a sappy little rhyme or two to try to gloss over the enormity of what you've done. I can already hear them.
Oh, you can. Well, maybe you could give us some examples.
Examples, right. Fat chance.
Well, maybe if some of our listeners have an idea of what to say, you could react to that.
Oh, trashing other people's stuff? Uh-huh. Oh, sure. I do that.
Okay, well, we've got somebody on the line. Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hello. Who is this?
This is Tarara.
Tarara, hello. Did you accidentally spread this virus?
Yes, I did.
Uh-huh. And you've written something as an apology that you want to share with us?
Yes, I sent this to everyone in my address book. I am your friend, but I did fail you. Your computer is sick, to no avail you. Tried to fix it, but fell in vain. I grieve for your data. I feel your pain.
Wow, Tarara, that's really nice. What do you think, Dean?
Well, in a few words, cliche, insincere, lousy, useless, garbage. And self-absorbed.
Well, Dean, you made our listener cry. What kind of etiquette expert are you?
It's e-etiquette, okay? We don't have time for sensitivity. It's not my job to make everyone happy. It's not my job to make anyone happy.
Oh, we have another caller.
Oh, great.
Hello?
Yeah, hello, it's me, Bob.
Yes.
I've got a card here that I sent out because I also made a mistake. I sent the virus.
Okay, all right.
Surprise.
Let's hear it.
I wish I had rejected or somehow suspected and quickly corrected that thing on the spot. But I was infected before I detected the bug that protected against. I was not. Sorry, your pal Bob.
Oh, very nice, Bob.
Thank you.
Dean?
Oh, yeah, real witty. But who cares? You just fried their whole hard drive, so why would anyone be impressed with how clever you are? Unless you're clever enough to undo the damage, which you're not, loser.
We have time for one more. Sue is with us on the line. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, you're on.
Am I on?
You're on now.
Oh, okay. Hey, I'm on my car. Sorry.
Okay.
Anyway, I agree with your smug little guess that the rules of email etiquette are different. With email, you let it all hang out, you know?
Right.
So there's no face-to-face, so forget being polite. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Well, I agree with you, but your opinion stinks anyway, so get out.
Fat chance!
Hey, Sue, did you spread the virus and then write an apology?
Yeah, I did. Here it is.
Okay.
I'm a dope, and so are you. Fell for the bug, and so did you did too. Cursed me a little, cursed me a lot. Kind of felt sorry, but then I forgot.
Oh,
so,
well, that's interesting, Sue. How did you... Oh, she's gone.
Of course she's gone. She's got other things to do.
Well, that's...
Fantastic. That is the kind of card I would send. Uh-huh. It captures that e-attitude the others were missing.
Well, it's cruel, though, and hurtful and kind of condescending.
Yes, and when you find the right card, it's a great feeling. It's like sending a little piece of yourself, and that's always good manners.
Okay. Our e-etiquette expert, Dean Brusk. Thanks, Dean.
You don't mean that.
No, I don't. You're right.